Blog Talk Radio.
No, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Hey, you sexy V's. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. I'm your host, Out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, Miss V?
I'm doing good. I have had a good week. I got a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. But how you been doing? Because with this COVID-19, let's call it what it really is. It's called COVID-19. I'm not going to call it coronavirus because I don't want any Mexicans to be discriminated against, because it's actually called COVID-19. That's the true scientific name for it.
Yep. And that thing, I mean, this week was, it's been all fucked up. Especially where I'm at, we laid off 9 workers that were temps, and our major supplier is actually in California, so they're on quarantine lockdown for 30 days. So, Oklahoma, though, I mean, we've got 64 cases and 2 deaths, I think, right now. So we're still kind of low-ish. But, I got to go definitely get up, go to work in the morning. So we are not shut down as of yet.
Well,
and trust me,
my job ain't shutting down.
No. Yeah. You ain't shutting down, period.
And if anybody who knows me personally saw my Facebook Live on my personal Facebook page, do not call into the show saying you saw my Facebook Live, because I told y'all not to say where I worked at on there also. And I should have done it on Ms. V's page also, but I didn't. I did a Facebook Live on how to telework. So a lot of people don't understand the significance of working from home. And as a person who's been doing it for 4 years now, I gave some tips on how to do it. So that was something that I did today on my personal page. But what I want to talk about is, where do I start? Let's start with something funny, because I think that it's always good to laugh. One of my girlfriends was on Facebook Live today, and she was on Facebook Live holding up the Clorox wipes that she found and a few other things that she had found at the grocery store that she had been looking for. So it was, like, funny as hell, because I'm looking at it, and I'm like, really? I got this. So I called who I thought was her on the phone and left a voicemail. Come to find out, it was my next-door neighbor who I had called and left the voicemail for. So I called my girlfriend, because my girlfriend and my next-door neighbor, we all live in the same city. Literally, we all live in the same city. And my girlfriend and my next-door neighbor have the exact same first name. And I didn't pay attention, because I actually have my next-door neighbor put in there her name with neighbor in the city. So I was just like, really? Okay, how are we going to do this? So it was like hilarious as hell. So I called my girlfriend and I'm telling her, like, you should have told me. I found this, I found that. And she actually has a restaurant also. So she really needed it for her restaurant, the disinfectant stuff for the restaurant. Because she's like, yeah, I found Mr. Clean. I'm like, really? I've been found Mr. Clean. You know, little things that you would, the little things that you wouldn't think, and people think about the people that need them, but nobody thinks about the businesses that also need this. The small businesses where they don't have janitors to come in and clean, you know, where they're cleaning their businesses themselves. So they don't have a janitorial service that has these supplies. They have to do all this themselves. So the disinfectant wipes and all that stuff is they have to have, because here in Michigan, the restaurants can only do carry out. Well, she's one of the few restaurants that never was a sit down. So all she's ever done is carry out. So her business, you know, maybe affected a little bit, but not as much as others. Because in Michigan, you cannot go sit down and have your food in a restaurant now. It's strictly carry out. So I'm just like, ain't this a bitch?
I mean, it's same here. My sister-in-law owns a sushi restaurant in Norman, a college town, and that's all she's doing is take, you know, take out, delivery. That's all they can do. Especially here in Oklahoma.
Grandfather's making a lot of money.
With only 67 cases is what we've got right now with the COVID-19.
We have over 1,000 cases here in Michigan.
Holy
shit.
And
we have 8 deaths. And we have 8 deaths, 8 fatalities. So, yes, it's a big difference for us.
And we've got 2
so,
in Oklahoma. So it's, yeah.
You know, so it's a big difference. But
the
most serious thing, but I want to talk about stupid, me and you talked about this before we came on air. I got to talk about stupid white people in the North. And when people, y'all could come after me, but I'm gonna call out stupid white people in the North. Let me tell you something about when folks get sick. When black people get sick and when people down south get sick in general. Somebody got a grandmama or a great grandmama or an auntie or an uncle who know a home remedy that will knock that shit out that you got. I don't care what you got. Somebody got something that'll knock that shit out and you be good to go, okay? Because, see, ain't no time to sit down. You got to realize in the south, a lot of people were sharecroppers. So you didn't get a day off work. You had to go, which meant you couldn't be sick. You had to get out there, you know, sick or well. They kind of like the post office. So you found home remedies real quick because wasn't no laying your ass up in the bed, okay? And the reason I'm talking about this is because my daughter has asthma, and she was at work, and she felt that she was going to have an asthma attack. She immediately went and got some hot tea. And people didn't understand why she got tea when she has an inhaler. Well, she needs her inhaler for, like, real, real bad asthma attacks. She knows how to clear her lungs. She knows how tea opens up. The number of people that look at her and it's like, oh, you can do that? And she's like, where the fuck you at? Yeah, and they told her, no, you can't get rid of an asthma attack with hot tea. And she's like, if it's not bad, yes, you can. I have bronchitis. Now, I'm serious home remedy girl. I got my apple cider vinegar along with me some honey because I started coughing yesterday. I was like, the hell I will, because, see, my doctor already told me that they have an influx of patients because a lot of doctors here will not see people. So my doctor's office is picking up patients they normally wouldn't pick up because of the number of doctors that literally are flat out refusing to see people.
Right.
And I didn't believe them until I was talking to my mother. My father's doctor will not see him. So I'm pissed about that. I'm very pissed about that. So I got me some apple cider vinegar. You cannot get this shit. Now, let me repeat this. You cannot get that shit they're selling on the store shelf. You have to go to the health food section and get Bragg's. It's the one most people use. I got mine from Costco. It has the mother in it. And they always tell you it has the mother in it. Don't ask me what the mother is because I don't know what the mother is, but the mother is in it. It's a stronger apple cider vinegar, okay? But you mix that with some honey and some ground ginger. And I don't mean the stuff they sell on the shelf at the grocery store and the doggone seasoning section. I'm talking about you go get you a ginger root and you get you some fresh ground ginger and put it in there. You down that, your cough is gone.
Yeah.
People look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm like, the reason why my bronchitis don't hang around like it do, if I catch it early, I normally knock it out.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. A lot of people right now throughout the whole country have allergies because of the Bradford pears trees and they're blooming, and cedars down south like me. So it, yeah, I mean, we still have allergies, but for people like me too, I smoke. So if I get COVID-19, it's going to attack me more because of my lungs, because of smoking. So I stay home. I still work, and I limit my contact, period, with people. Even at the grocery store. I was like, really? You guys are fucking idiots.
Well, I can tell you as a person who has been, I keep trying to stay at home. Apparently, it ain't working.
Yep. I mean, I've got food. I'm good. Got toilet paper. Do I have 200 fucking rolls? I don't think so.
I would hope not.
I mean, during snow, ice here in Oklahoma, people will buy the shitload out of bread and milk. It's like you're only going to be snowed in maybe a day or two. You don't need 20 loaves of bread.
Listen, they done brought out everything here. They done brought out so much shit here, I'd be laughing. I told you last week they brought it out, and I actually, now it's bad when you go to the vegetable market. And the vegetable market,
yeah,
don't have no damn ginger root.
Oh,
I'm still mad as hell about that. I had to go to the grocery store to get my ginger root.
Well, that's a good thing there that the store actually had it. I mean, some of the stores here are limited because, I mean, one store in 3 miles away. And it's like, we can't restock because we're missing 3 trucks this week. They won't deliver. And it's like, why? No answer.
You know what? I love when they say shit like that because they know why. But for you people who think that you need 5 million Clorox wipes, you don't. Guess what? I ain't even went through the ones that I bought. You can't wipe your ass with Clorox wipes. Let's just keep it real.
Oh, hell no. Oh, trust me. Try it. You stupid-ass people, try it. I still have
you
two
know,
of
I'm
them.
I'm just letting you know.
From 6 months ago.
Well, I could tell you this, that I am not trying to play games with nobody else. I'm not trying to hear everybody's whining and crying, but what I can tell you is that if you have never worked from home, listen to me closely. As a person who has worked from home for over 4 years now, I'm going to give you some tips. I want you people to listen closely. I'm not lecturing you. I'm giving you some suggestions. These are tips. Remember, this is not set in stone. These are tips. Tip number one, wake up at your normal time. Do everything that you would normally do if you were getting ready to go up into the office. Tip number two, get out of your night clothes. You ain't got to go put on your suit like you're going to the office, but change into something different. Three, have an agenda for your workday. If you know that you take your breaks at a certain time, continue to take those 15-minute breaks. If your lunch is at a certain time, take your lunch. Walk away from the computer. Also,
yes.
Working from home can really be lonely because you don't have the interaction of your coworkers around you. This is what I'm going to tell you. If you have a instant messenger system or something on your work computer where you could talk to your coworkers that way, if you have never worked from home, utilize that system if you're allowed to utilize it. Don't be afraid to call somebody on the phone. You will
yep.
succeed. You will get through this. Working from home is not for everybody. I get more work done when I'm at home. I have a list of things, and I pretty much know before I go to bed. Before I sign off on Friday, I got a good idea of what I'm going to be doing on Monday. And I say that I don't write out what I'm going to do unless it's somewhere I know I got to do this. I'll put a note to myself, you have to do this. Now, if it's something that has a really strict deadline that I'm quick, I'll put on my computer screen. I'll put a note in there because the computer system, most people, and I'm going to say this, and I'm all up in y'all business because I know how this goes. The majority of the workplaces use Outlook. I don't care if you're big or small. Most companies use Outlook for their email system. If you're using Outlook, you can go on Outlook, and you can set your calendar. And I know this even from my personal Outlook account. You could go in there and you could set You can set it for your breaks. You can set it for your lunch. You can say, hey, do this first thing on this day. This is how serious this system is good. I've been using Outlook for years. I'm telling you, Outlook tells me, bitch, go take a break. It tells me, bitch, go to lunch. Outlook tells me when payday is. I'm serious. I have Outlook set to tell me when payday is. Outlook tells me when I'm going on break. Outlook tells me go to lunch. Outlook has reminders in there where other people send me things I've got to do, so I have the little task list. Outlook is a wonderful email system because people can send you things that have deadlines on them, and even if you don't see it, you go click over to your priority list and say, damn, I didn't know I had to do that. Oh, I need to get to that. And it tells you when it's got to be due because they put a deadline on it. It is a wonderful system. Utilize it if you can. I utilize it on a regular. And it's a good reminder, let's say that you know on Monday that you got to do something and you sign off on Friday. You could go on Outlook and set a reminder to yourself to remind you to do something on Monday. And when you sign in, that reminder's going to pop up. Boom. You can even have it snooze for 10 to 15 minutes. Listen, I do so many damn meetings and stuff. If it wasn't for Outlook, I would forget. I kid you not. Outlook is a wonderful thing. But don't be afraid to call people when you're at home. I have a routine. I have a good friend of mine, and it's a routine that we started when I started working from home. On her way to work in the morning, because she can't work from home, on her way to work in the morning, what she does is that she calls me. Now, it works out good because it lets her know how long she got left to get to work. So we time each other how long she got to get to work. But it's also good because I know that I start work at 6:30 in the morning. My girlfriend calls me between 7:30 and 7:45. I know that from 6:30 to 7:30, I have a lot of work that I try to get done. And I know that I'm going to be talking to her, and I'm going to be a little distracted. But I talk her into work. I, as they say, I ride to work with her in the morning. And we ride like that every day, except days I got to be in the office. That's how we ride. And I'm telling you, if you know somebody who still got to go in, ride to work with them in the morning. It will change the way you do things. You will actually do things a whole lot different because we joke about it and y'all can laugh. But if you're riding to work with that person, guess what? You know what time they got to be at work. They know what time they got to be at work. You are doing stuff, okay? I'm just keeping it real.
Yep.
These are just little tips. You know, take it for what it's worth. From somebody who's been doing it, I've been doing it successfully. My supervisor tells me I yell at him because he don't get work done. I don't be thinking I'm yelling. Maybe I do because I expect shit to be done. You know, but I can tell you it works. And take those little tidbits. And for those 15-minute breaks that you got, go walk through your kitchen. Right now we're in what they call a quarantine situation. You know, that don't say that you can't go for a 10-minute walk. It says social distancing.
Yep.
Another thing I want to talk
yep.
about, I saw a Facebook post, and I know this person, I will not call out their name, but I'm going to say this real quick. This person made a comment. They call it Corona-tine. Instead of being quarantine, it's Corona-tine. And apparently, and I know that this person's not the only one doing it, and this is why I'm mentioning it. Beware. Do I have everybody's attention? I'm going to say this again. Where? Beware the person that all of a sudden want to be booed up with you during this time. They want to be booed up with you, and I saw this on a Facebook post, so I know this got to be true, because they need food. They need toilet paper. During this time, they need a roof
yep.
over their head.
Yep.
Beware. If this person ain't been booed up with you prior to this, and they're calling these quarantine, quarantine boos. I saw it, I was just like, seriously? And I guess because I ain't trying to be booed up. First of all, I don't want to be booed up with nobody because I don't want you to give me shit right now, okay? I'm good being by myself. You know, I got toys for that. This one of the
Amen.
Few times I'll be like, I will fuck myself. I will fuck myself. I will finger myself. I will do what I got to do by myself until this is over because guess what? I don't want you coming to bring me shit. If we wasn't booed up before this shit, we ain't going to get booed up now, okay?
Yep.
I'm good. I love you after all this shit is over, but right now we ain't going to be loving each other, okay?
That's it. Now, also, I mean, wherever you are in this country, please go ahead and support all the restaurants that have takeout, delivery, or anything, because or drive-through. Support them because they still need help. Period, through this time.
And I'm going to let you know. And
hey.
For anybody who laughs, I'm going to say this because I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not supporting too many restaurants. And I'm going to tell you why I'm not, and it has nothing to do with me supporting these restaurants. It has to do with I am on that list of people who's paranoid. and the food service workers are supposed to be doing things. I have something coming up real soon, and I just don't want to take that chance. What I have done is I've done what a lot of people say do. I have gone and bought gift cards for after this is over. Me buying food right now, I'm sorry, I'm not doing it because I'm concerned like everybody else. My ass don't know how to stay in the house, apparently, because I still go out. But I can tell you, some things I'm just not playing with. I'm still going to the grocery store because I have a girlfriend who has a very low immune system, and if it wasn't for her, today I wouldn't have been out the house because I would have waited on my ginger root. My good friend, she needed Lysol, and she has a very compromised immune system. And she said, hey, if you find two cans, would you pick them up for me? Well, you're not just going to find two cans, okay? You got to go look for them. And I was like, you know what? Right now, I love my friend, and I want her to be here a whole lot longer with me. And she don't need to be going to home for this shit.
Right.
So since I wanted some ginger root, I used the ginger root excuse to go hunt for her some. I actually found her two cans. I had to go to a city. I had to go to my spot that a lot of people don't go to. I thought, they're only allowing you two cans. So I got her the two cans because she already knew I had Lysol. So I got her two cans. And I called her and I said, hey, I got you. Because what I don't want is her being compromised. Her coming to my house is one thing. Her going from store to store, store to store, store to store, she don't need to be compromised. But we got Randy, so let me bring Randy in. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hanging in there. Hanging in there just like the rest of us.
What I can tell you is that this week has been a challenging week. And that's all I'm going to say. It's been a challenging week. I want all these stupid people, I'm going to say this again. If you have no clue about certain things or you think somebody's doing something they're not supposed to, especially when it comes down to the home remedies, don't come near me because I'm a home remedy person. And the reason why I've been trying to keep myself well, because I hate this is allergy season. This is also bronchitis season, for most who don't know. So I went, and there's a website, so I'm going to put this out here. They've been putting it out. I'm going to put it out. There's actually a website that will give you all the information you need about the coronavirus. It's actually coronavirus.org. The government has set up that site to give you information. I have not been on it to it yet, but I trust that since they're saying that's the site that will give you the information that you need, I will trust that site will give you the most information. The one thing I can tell you I looked up, because I have bronchitis, I wanted to know the symptoms of COVID-19. Well, if you have a runny nose, you do not have COVID-19.
Uh-huh.
A runny nose is not the sign of it. But if you have a headache and a nagging cough, those are the possible signs, the weakness, the shortness of breath. But like I said, because I have bronchitis and you have shortness of breath with bronchitis and asthma, I wanted to look to find out what the true symptom was. When you have bronchitis, you also have a runny nose, okay, because you're trying to get that phlegm up. You have a lot of phlegm and it's normally stuck. You can feel the tightness in your chest. It's not a dry cough. I ain't playing. Apple cider vinegar.
Yep.
Ground ginger root. Honey. And you can't just have any honey, people. You got to have raw honey. And most grocery stores sell raw honey. It costs more than that doggone little bear on the shelf. I'm just letting you know. Raw honey costs more than a little bear.
Yep.
But I have raw honey. Apparently, I've been buying so much raw honey, I didn't realize I had raw honey in my cabinet. Because, see, I get coupons. Y'all know I'm a coupon queen. I looked up and I was like, damn, I ain't not had this much raw honey. But what I was looking for when I started coughing yesterday, I was like, oh, shit. I looked in my cabinet. I was like, oh, bitch, it's good. I had raw honey that was already open. I had two that hadn't even been touched. I was like, oh, we good. I ain't got to worry about this. I am good to go. Because raw honey, I'm telling you, is expensive and it's also hard to find. And when you find it, especially right now since they find up everything, including the damn drawers off your back, you want to grab what you can. So I got lucky. I have two or three things of raw honey. I have the regular Q honey also. That honey I put with my protein drink. But the raw honey, yeah, I got that. I got the raw honey and the apple cider vinegar. I'm good for about a week as far as my apple cider vinegar, but I can run to BJ's real quick and get that. I ain't got to go to Costco because Costco, I'm going to say this, oh, this just got my mind. Let me tell you something. Now, for everybody who doesn't understand the significance of closing the Canadian and the Mexican border, as a person who lives on the Canadian border, let me tell you something. It is cheaper to shop in the U.S. than it is in Canada for groceries and stuff. So when COVID-19 hit, the Canadians were here at Costco, all the grocery stores, buying up stuff because it was cheaper to shop here. They could take the food back with them.
Right.
Well, Friday, they had until Friday at midnight. Costco was off the fucking chain on Friday. When I say it was off the chimney chain, there was a Costco wasn't even letting people in. You had to wait until Costco got somewhere empty before they would let you back in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I went to Costco
right.
for dog food. The reason why I went for dog food is because my daughter needed dog food. The Costco website had my daughter's dog food for $40, the same dog food I paid $28 for. I was going to hit them from price gouging, but then I called the store because they said they were out of line. They were out of stock online. I called the store. I said, why is it $40 online? They said, because remember, they're offering you free shipping. Well, it costs a whole lot of damn money to ship a 40-pound bag of dog food. So what they're doing is even though they're saying free shipping, they're really charging you for shipping that 40-pound bag of dog food. So
oh, yeah.
Again, $13, $14 for that 28. So the store had it. I went and got it. I was like, well, I'm going to get two bags of dog food. These motherfuckers buying so much goddamn dog food that they will only let me buy one bag of dog food. One bag. Now, I'm glad I didn't have no four or five fucking dogs or a bitch would have been in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it was just for my daughter's dog, who only he also eats raw meat, so he has raw meat like twice a week. So, and a 40-pound bag lasts him a month. So I was like, well, I was going to get two to be safe. When they told me I couldn't have two, I was like, we good. I'm not pressed. But I can tell you, Costco was limited how many people went in at any given time. And then they didn't have no chicken. I've been going to Costco for over 20 goddamn years. They didn't have no chicken.
Wow.
Yep.
And they had to learn to say if they would have had chicken, it was only limited to like one pack. Like, seriously, what the fuck are you motherfuckers doing? Now, I'm telling you, I'm one person and I have a deep freezer. I have no more room in my deep freezer for anything. I'm good. You can probably come grocery shop at my house right now. That's what my daughter is doing. But I can tell you, you motherfuckers who are buying up all this damn food, I hope that when this is over, you take that and donate it to a homeless shelter where they can feed these people or to a soup kitchen. Because you know good and goddamn well you're not going to eat all that fucking food and it's going to go to waste.
Oh, no.
And
they're not going to do that.
I mean, I went to the supermarket today. I mean, you had to like stand in line. I mean, I understand that you got to get 10 people to go in the supermarket. But when I finally went in there, my turn, I was just going to get a few things. Bread was one of them. And the supermarket didn't have no bread. They didn't have no bread. They got milk. And all the meat's almost gone. I had to go to another. I just needed some bread. I mean, I had to go to another supermarket. Fortunately, that supermarket had bread.
Yeah.
Guess how much that bread cost? Almost $2 for a loaf of bread. $1.79 to be exact.
I was gonna say that's the normal price here for bread.
It's expensive.
Yeah,
I mean, $2 for a loaf. I can buy bread for less than $1.79. I can buy bread.
Not here.
Yeah, Oklahoma. Not here.
Really?
Not here.
I mean,
Michigan.
No, wait a minute. You can't buy bread for less than a buck or a little over a buck.
Not here in Oklahoma.
It's about $1.59. I mean, the only bread that you're getting for a dollar is maybe the store brand. But Sara Lee, Pepperidge Farm, and all that, you're paying almost $2 a loaf.
If not
on a regular basis.
Four. Yes.
If you have to,
because I spent $2.69 for a loaf of raisin bread, and that's on a regular. You're not going to get raisin bread cheaper than $2.79 here. As a matter of fact,
no.
I won't even look for
mine
during this time.
Not anywhere for that matter.
Well, that's the thing.
But,
I mean, here in Oklahoma, I mean, bread, if you can find it, 99 cents, it's going to be hot dog hamburger buns. For a loaf of bread, name brand like Sara Lee, it's $2-3. Home fried.
Yeah, because even
yeah.
for Super Bowl, remember for Super Bowl, I was looking for the Hawaiian sweet rolls. I had a hell of a time finding them. And that was during Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, luckily, I found some, and I got Hawaiian sweet rolls now. So I guess I'm a little spoiled because I still got Hawaiian sweet rolls. I'm, like, pulling out the freezer when I need them. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying about bread. People are, and the whole thing is that people are buying bread. And, like, I didn't buy any bread. I ain't going to lie. I haven't bought bread. The last time I bought bread was when I bought my rye bread. And actually, that bread is going to go in the freezer that I did not use because I only bought it for my corned beef sandwiches, and then I probably won't pull it back out again for a while. And then other bread that I have, now I can't tell you that I have some, I'm into like different spreads and honeys. So I have like a few loaves of bread left I've had for a minute. And when that bread is gone, I'm probably not going to go back to the store because I've got my Hawaiian sweet rolls, and I'll be eating a Hawaiian sweet rolls for a minute.
Right.
But it's like today I made sauerkraut, and if nothing else, and I'm going to say this, and to all you women, and I'm calling out women on this one, to all you women who think that the TV dinners is what your children need, this is a good time for your ass to learn how to cook. Go buy a cookbook. Order your ass a cookbook because your food will last a whole hell of a lot longer.
Amen.
I'm just keeping it real. Your food will last longer. You will be amazed at how long your food will last because I really don't eat out. And I'll be honest that, like, today I made food. Tomorrow is Meatless Monday, so I can't eat what I made today tomorrow because I have sauerkraut and bratwurst I had today. But tomorrow, I already know what I'm making, and that's going to probably carry me for a couple of days, and I'm not even making that much. I'm making bean and rice burritos with cheese and the taco sauce. I already have all this stuff, and guess what? I'm good. I know when I make my bean and rice burritos, I went and got me a head of romaine lettuce. I have the actual vegetable scissors. So what I did was I took my romaine lettuce. I got one head. I didn't go buy no two. I didn't go crazy at the vegetable market. I got one thing of romaine lettuce because really they don't come in a head. They come in a bunch. I cut that up. I put it in my doggone spinner from IKEA, the one that lets you rinse and spin your doggone vegetables. Got that in there. That's good to go. I will have my salad. I have my beets to go on it, my olives, all that, my onions. Guess what? I'm good. Do you know how long I will eat on that salad? I will eat salad for a week with no problem. I did not have to go spend a lot of money. If you do not learn how to cook during this time, shame on you, because you're going to be constantly spending money on fast food or whatever. And I know they say support the restaurants, but how about you think about, is your pocket that deep? Because some of y'all ain't got no jobs right now. And if you ain't got no job and you need money, you better learn how to cook. Because let me tell you, a lasagna will fill up a family. And when I say lasagna, if you make a lasagna at home, not a store-bought lasagna, if you make a lasagna at home and a nice lasagna pan, I'm telling you, even a family of four, and I'm going to use a family of four because I know what it's like to be a family of four. A family of four can eat for 2 days on that lasagna. Three, if you're not big people. And I'm talking about you having lunch and dinner for those days. We're not talking about having it for breakfast. Get you some oatmeal, not that instant shit. Get you some oatmeal. Get you some real Quaker oats. That oatmeal will fill your ass up in the morning.
Yes, it is.
I'm just telling y'all how to make it through this. Get you some grits. If you don't want oatmeal, get you some grits. And ain't nothing wrong with a box of cereal, okay? I got a box of Apple Jacks. And my Apple Jacks are like the best. My Apple Jacks are my last resort cereal. And because I'll kill a box of Apple Jacks in one sitting, because I'm like a child, I'd be like, ooh, Apple Jacks. And that's why I don't buy cereal that often, because I know I will kill a box of Apple Jacks. I'm like a kid in a goddamn candy store when it comes down to a box of Apple Jacks. So my Apple Jacks are sitting there. Now, if I don't have no food left in my house, guess what? Me and them Apple Jacks going at it. Other thing, them snacks that you bought, put them on top of your fridge away from everybody. I'm a snack person just like everybody else. I'm not knocking nobody. Guess what? My snacks, unlike everybody else who's talking about they done ate up all their Corona snacks, my snacks are still here. They're up on top of my fridge. I even got Rice Krispie snacks. I've only had 3 Rice Krispie snacks. Guess what? Out of sight, out of mind. That's what my thing is. I love hummus. They had hummus on sale. Hummus will fill you up. And for you menopausal, perimenopausal woman or whatever, get you some hummus. It'll help with everything else. And it'll fill you up because they're beans. I'm telling y'all the things to do that can get you through this. This is something that most people are not used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now if you want to sit there and pay Uber Eats and StubHub or whatever these other damn places are, Grubhub, you want to pay Uber Eats, Grubhub, Postmates. Now, if you want to pay all these folks and then pay the restaurant, you guys go for it. I have more power to you.
Yep.
My money ain't rolling like that.
Yep. I made a nice pot of ham and beans.
Ooh, that sound good. Now, see, that's
ham
been in a couple of days.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm into hot dogs and beans myself.
Not for you poor folks.
No.
I'm going to tell you, talking about hot dogs and beans, for you folks who ain't got that much money, get you some pork and beans and some hot dogs and cut them up in there. Ain't no shame in it, and I'm telling you, your children will be full, and you'll be full.
I still do that. I've been doing that since I was a kid, and I still do it. My mom did it. At least my mom used to do
it's
that.
It's a go-to. It's a good go-to. It's a quick go-to.
I love tortillas as far as the flour brand of tortillas, and I use that more than bread.
I do,
I never thought of that.
Because, see, you can make you a quesadilla. Tortillas are lighter than bread, and I'm telling you, they're actually cheaper than bread. You can make quesadillas. You can do everything with a tortilla. You can sop up some soup. You can do everything with a tortilla.
Oh, yeah. Hot dog, roll it up. Oh, it's like a pig in a blanket. Oh,
never
yeah.
Heard of that. Man, I never thought of that. Tortillas cheaper than bread.
Yep.
Oh, hell yeah.
Never thought of that.
And healthier.
Yeah, okay. I never thought of that one.
Like I said, tomorrow I'm making bean and rice burritos. And thinking about I might have me a cheese quesadilla to go with that. See,
oh yeah,
there's so much stuff you could do.
I think I'm going to try and make a quesadilla. I mean, I've been working in a Mexican restaurant way back in the day, and I've seen them make quesadillas. I think I'll try that once.
All it is a grilled cheese sandwich. And if you
really
got some meat, like, I've got, that's all it boils down to. If you do a cheese quesadilla, it's a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. It's just a grilled cheese.
So like,
I mean,
put cheese and meat in there like ground beef, and just roll it up, put it in the oven.
No, with a quesadilla, you do two. It's two tortillas. You do one on the bottom, one on the top, just like you would a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, Randy. I mean, it's the same way with the hot dog. You do the flour tortilla. Cheese, then hot dog,
mm-hmm.
Man, right there, done. Roll it up like a burrito,
mm-hmm.
Make it tight. Oh, yeah. Whoo, that's good stuff.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Like
just,
I used to work at a Mexican restaurant. I mean, I've seen the cooks do it every day. Every freaking day. Maybe I ought to try something like that.
Yeah, I mean, man, tortillas is basically bread. I mean, why pay $3 for a hot dog bun when you get tortillas a little bit cheaper and roll it up, cook it, done.
Yeah, some rolls could does a little expensive sometimes, unless you bought the store-bought ones, but hot dog hamburger rolls, shoot, expensive as hell.
Yeah, I mean, the poor man's way on growing up, like me, it's like, okay, sandwich bread, hot dog, or hamburger,
mm-hmm.
And okay, that's your hamburger. Well, what about the hamburger bun or the hot dog bun? Yeah, we can't afford that. So, same thing, tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap, same thing. Roll it, done.
Well, I'm going to give some more tips for people who are at home during this time. The gyms are closed. Pretty much every gym in the country is closed. I don't care
yes.
where you live at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you have a hallway, do lunges. You could do lunges. You don't require any weights for that. That will help your entire body because if you do it right, you're holding in your stomach, you're doing the lunges, you go back and forth in your hallway. Real
mm-hmm.
simple.
Right.
If you've got 5-pound weights, you could do the 5-pound weights while you're doing the lunges. And you do 3 reps of going, you go back up and down your. You go up and down your hall 3 times, I'm telling you, you'll see a difference.
Oh, yeah.
That's something to think about. I live in an apartment. That's something to think about.
You
go down steps.
You know.
Yep. You got stairs, right?
People who can't get to the gym, I'm trying to give these folks ways to do stuff. Neighbor across the street, I looked out the window. I almost videotaped him because he was actually doing something positive, but I didn't want anybody to think that I was trying to be nosy and front somebody, but I don't know how old the little boy is. But he was doing suicides in his driveway. He was running back to his garage, out to the curb, and back. His mom was in the door watching him. I'm like, I ain't mad at you. Go, boy. Now, true enough, he must play basketball or something. But still, I was proud to see that he was doing something. He was outside. He wasn't messing with nobody. He was able to do that by himself. His mother was standing in the door. This goes back to when they're talking about social distancing but still keeping active. You know, now maybe his mama could have been out there with him. She might not have been able to do it, but at least she was standing in the door. Like I said, he looked like he was like 12 or 13. He wasn't like a teenager. But to see him out there doing it, I know two doors down from me, I've heard the little girls outside playing in the backyard on their little trampoline thing. So I've heard them. You know, different things. I've heard the children outside playing. My next door neighbor that's on the other side of me, I have not heard her children outside playing, but I know she's really watching because she's a nurse. So her children have, I know they are going nuts. I know they're going nuts. But they have no choice but to be truly self-quarantined except for when she goes to work. You know, this is one of those where she can't risk it. So she has really, really quarantined her house, and I commend her for it. Because I haven't been able to do it.
Right.
Like, literally, I could tell you that she didn't leave her house until Friday to go to work. And she went yesterday to work, and she ain't left there all the day. When I say she's doing, like, 5 days of quarantine at a time, she's in the house. And ain't nobody coming over, so she truly is practicing. Now, on the other hand, my daughter's been coming to my house, but you know, I'm not doing a whole lot, and pretty much once tomorrow, after tomorrow, I'll probably be quarantined until I have to go to the doctor on Thursday, and she's already said she may do room or whatever that thing is for my doctor's appointment. So this is one of those where I know that I'm one of those people I have to leave because of the nature of my job, so I'm not going to be able to stay in all week. I'm preparing probably Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, I'm going to have to leave my house. Wednesday is normally my day that I leave, but I know I have to leave.
Mm.
What else do I want to talk about? I talked about quarantine on top of stupidity. I got hiccups. Home remedies. And people, don't be afraid to do a home remedy. If you know a home remedy that you know has worked since you was growing up, don't all of a sudden think that that's stupid.
Even if it tastes like crap?
Well, yeah.
Even if it tastes like crap. Normally, the nastier, the better it is. Which is sad.
I got some nasty remedies from my grandmother in my day. I mean, it tastes awful, but it helps.
I'm telling you,
it
normally the nastier the better. I'm telling you, it seemed like you couldn't have no home remedy that was like good. You'd be like, ooh, I go and do that. Normally it's the nastier the better. If it tastes good, it probably don't work. And that's sad to say.
That's true.
Like quinine or something. Quinine or whatever.
Don't even sell that no more. Oh, that shit works. Now, if you catch a cold, that shit, if you can find some, that's like gold. Hell, I tell you right now, that's like gold. That's like striking gold if you find that, okay?
Where do you buy quinine these days?
You can't. They're not supposed to be selling in the stores no more. But I forget what it's called. I want to say it's called Dr. John's. That shit was the nastiest shit in the world, and they had quinine in it, but it knocked a damn cold out. I think it's called Dr. John's.
What about Fletcher's Castoria? Remember that one? That's another nasty
taste.
Yeah,
Fletcher's.
That's another nasty tasting shit. I don't think they sell that anymore.
I'm telling you, what is that stuff I used to buy? And it was hard for me to find, but when I was in college, I found it. What is this? I want to say it's Dr. John's.
Oh, shoot. That and some of those homemade remedies, your grandmother and aunts and all those other people
mixed
yep. up.
It's Father John. It's not Dr. John. Father John. Father John used to have quinine in it. I'm telling you,
wow.
this shit will knock you on your ass.
Well, in this case, they need to bring that back.
Now, they still sell it, but they don't have the, oh, that's just like that 3-6s. 3-6s to knock you on your ass.
What is
now,
that
if anybody's never had any 3-6s, it's called 3-6s.
Never heard of it.
Look it up. 3-6s is some strong, nasty shit also. And 3-6s is yellow. And
oh,
that's from the nastiest shit in the world.
3-6s. Yeah, I heard of them. Yeah. 3-6s, yeah. I heard of that. So, like, they well, they need to bring that back. If they were to bring that back, if they're trying to bring that back, do you think they know the agreements?
I'm telling you, the original ingredients, they said 3-6s used to also be made with quinine.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have medicines with quinine in it no more.
Not real quinine, are you kidding?
Hey, that's that shit that used to knock it out.
I mean, you got a newfangled medicine now. So claim that they work on a common cold. Those newfangled medicines you see on TV.
Oh, I know how it works. But I'm telling you. Now, people are actually making comments as recently as Friday about it. One person, this is about 3-6s, they said, I'm 55 and my daddy gave me this when I was sick. I was just telling people about it and claimed it would probably work on the coronavirus. It worked even though you spent a lot of time in the bathroom after taking it. That is the truth. You take some 3-6s, you go into the bathroom.
Mhm.
Oh yeah.
All I can tell you is that they're talking about the 3-6s now. A lot of people talking about 3-6s. 3-6s is some nasty shit. But see, those are the things that people need to know about, because I'm telling you, ain't no joke. Some of that stuff they used to give us,
mm-hmm.
they could talk about how bad it is, but didn't nobody die from it. I'm like, oh, folks, you're still alive, then it was okay. You got any side effects, you still good.
That's it.
Did they kill you when I gave it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Then you good. Ain't that what your grandmama and them used to say? Did they kill you? Then what the hell are you complaining about?
That's it.
You still alive. Shut the hell up. But you know what? We done had a good show. We done talked. And see? We made light of some things. We gave y'all some good advice, but we probably made a lot of people laugh. But everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao. Asvidanya. It's awesome.
No, I don't think we should talk about this. Come on, why not? People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.